Welcome to Soundbites, true stories told by local Mainers and nationally recognized storytellers. The themes are always changing and the hosts are from all over the nation, but when you hear the name Soundbites, you're in for a unique storytelling experience. Soundbites is made possible by the generous contributions of Allagash Brewing, Frontier, The Press Hotel, and by the listeners of Maine Public Radio. This week's stories were told live at Frontier in Brunswick, where the event's dedicated theme was Black Flies and Backwoods. Here's today's host, a storytelling queen from Queens, Tara Clancy.
All right, folks, big round of applause for our very first storyteller of the night. Are you ready? Give it up for Bree Canlin.
I brought all my friends. Hi, everybody. This is, it's really dark in here, actually. This isn't that scary because I can't see any of you, really. Hi. So a lot of people are really afraid to turn 30 years old, but I was definitely not one of them. And I think it had a lot to do with the list that we made in Puerto Rico that year. And these are not notes. This is my list. So I was with my best friend, Meg, in Puerto Rico. We were in Vieques. We were in a swimming pool after being at the beach that morning. And we were with our friend Susie. And Susie and I have the same birthday, the same day, the same year. And they had met in graduate school. And she also met Justin Trudeau last month, and they have a picture together at the Stampede, and I can show you during intermission. And I'm like, fine, like I haven't made up my background on my phone, but I've considered it. And so we were in the swimming pool, and I don't know how it came up, like it might have been my idea, like many of my friends in the audience know that I like a to-do list. A lot. And so we made a list of 31 things we wanted to do before we turned 31 years old. And so I actually just bought a house and moved and like finished unpacking last night, and I found my list. So this is my list of 31 things I wanted to do before I turned 31, and like the dates I did the things and with whom I did them. And I realized last night that I didn't do the first thing on the list, which was write a song. And so I put some hard things on the list and some easy things on the list, like learn how to make sushi. I put learn how to do an oil change, which was very funny with our friend Ben, which was like the funniest thing all year, actually. And then I put some harder things on the list, like go to Alaska, ride in a hot air balloon, visit a friend abroad. There was run a 10K, which I walked, and a woman with a walking cast finished immediately behind me. I didn't train for that at all. Whoops. And, well, you'll sense a theme in a minute. And then the last thing, pesky number 31, was hike Mount Katahdin. Now, which is like crazy if you know me. So for those of you visiting from away, Mount Katahdin is Maine's tallest mountain and actually has two peaks that are Maine's first and second tallest peaks. And it's in this thing we call Baxter State Park. And I think like it's sort of like your Maine card. Like you wanna hike this mountain and see the view, and it makes you a real Mainer. And so I decided we're gonna hike Mount Katahdin. And so I asked my friends, like, hey, who wants to go with me, very inexperienced hiker, not outdoorsy person at all, and hike Mount Katahdin? And some friends said, sure, I'll do that. And two of you are in the room, Max and Sophie are in the room tonight, and they were new to living in Maine, which is, I think, why they decided to go. And they didn't know how not outdoorsy I was at that moment. And then we asked, Brady and Spud came too. Now Brady is our outdoorsy friend who I actually went to visit in Alaska, so check that off the list. And he has hiked the whole Appalachian Trail, and he sort of helped us with like planning the trip. And then his best friend Spud, who is actually called Chris, who is, it turns out, like the hero of the day. So the five of us went, and nobody said this sentence to me before, like, have you done any practice hikes? Like, that's a thing you could say to someone if they say, like, I'm not outdoorsy, but I'm gonna hike Mount Katahdin, because, like, no one mentioned that to me. And so it turned out to be, like, the best day ever. Not at all. It's, like, the worst day of my whole life. But the year I was 30, when I was working on this list, it was really the best year of my life that I ever had. And it was because I had all these goals and, like, all these great friends to do all these fun things with me. But to be honest, like watching Gone with the Wind, even though it was 4 hours, that was like a much easier thing, by a lot. So anyway, so we assembled the group, and it's Max and Sophie and Spud and Brady and me, and we I made reservations at Katahdin Stream, which is in Baxter State Park, and we had this cute little lean-to, which I believe is the correct term to call the little thing that's open to the elements, but there's wood behind you. And so we did that. We went grocery shopping. I think we had your first meals at Dice Arts, which is a Maine institution. Like, I grew up in Bangor, and we had, like, pie, and it was important. We went grocery shopping, we like got ready, we had dinner, we went to bed early to get up early with the sunrise to go hike the Hunt Trail, which I had been told was hard but doable. And like, you'll see in a minute. Okay, so we're doing the Hunt Trail, which is 10.4 miles round trip, I think. And it's supposed to be sort of like longer but more gradual, and like even if you're not experienced, you can handle it. So that's what we're gonna do. And we got up before sunrise. We have like, I have blister tape packed because I'm blister prone, and I have like two pairs of socks, and I've got snacks and water and a rain jacket and a headlamp that I definitely bought for this trip. Like, why would I have a headlamp? I've used it in the power outages since. It's been very handy. And so we're hiking. So you have to sign a little book saying like you're on the mountain. And okay, so now we're hiking. And the first mile of the Hunt Trail is fine. Like, I'm like, oh, this is going to be great. Like, I'm fine with this. And it's like forested, which means there are trees around you. And like, you're on this like path in the woods, and it's like pretty flat. And I'm like, this is fine. And there was a pretty waterfall. I think it's called Katahdin Stream. Katahdin Falls. That makes sense. And then like mile two happens, and I'm like, oh. Because then it's like, you know, the Stairmaster at the gym that I don't know if you still have them, my gym doesn't have them, but the Stairmasters, it's like doing that for your whole lifetime. Like, it's two straight miles of just up, like straight up, not even just like a gradual up, but it's like, and so I'm out of shape, I haven't hiked, I don't like hiking, I don't super like being outdoors, And I've like assembled my friends to like do this thing with me, and I'm just like, oh, I'm the worst. I'm so sorry, because I am so physically sore. Like, I'm exhausted already. I'm out of breath. My knees hurt. I'm like 30 years old. Like, why are my knees hurting this much? And I stopped all day long. I'm like, oh, you're an Appalachian Trail through hiker? Let's chat. Like, what's your trail name? Like, oh, it's Flower? That's beautiful. Like, tell me where that came from. And so I just was like so social all day. And like, Max and Sophie and Spud and Brady are like smiling, and they're happy, and they're just like bouncing like little elks like through the woods. And I'm just like, I'm gonna die. Like, I'm not okay. And like, I don't know if I seemed that early like I wasn't okay. I looked okay. I kept it together. And then that part was really hard. The second and third mile, it was like, oh my God. Then you get to the fourth mile, and Brady actually had to turn around and leave because he was evacuated from Alaska because he had hurt himself hiking. There was a bear involved, and he had to have surgery, and so he couldn't do the fourth mile with us, so he had to like say goodbye and go down the mountain. And we're like, see you later, Brady. He's gonna make us dinner. Great. And the fourth mile is this thing called the Hunt Spur, which is bouldering. Now, you don't know what bouldering is, but here's what it is. You throw your body over boulders. Like, to go up, like what? Like, what is this? And so we're bouldering up the mountain, and there's a couple places where there's like these rungs that have been drilled into the boulders to like help someone like pull yourself up over the boulder. Now the thing is that they're so out of my reach that that's not gonna happen. So Max and Sophie and Spud are like pushing me up the boulders, and I'm just like, oh, this is the worst. I'm so sorry, you guys. And still, like, I'm stopping every 5 seconds, it feels like, to be like, do you need some trail mix? Like, can we, like, talk about our feelings? Like, what's going on? And so we make it to the top of this, like, one-point-something bouldering situation called the Hunt Spur, and then it's flat, and I'm like, oh, we're here. And it's called the Tablelands, and it looks like you're on Mars, maybe. It's just, like, flat and rocky and sort of like, okay, I can do this. And I saw one of my students, I'm a high school social studies teacher, and I saw one of my students and her family come down towards us, and I was like, Sarah, I'm so happy to see you. And like, we had a full parent-teacher conference like right there. And so I was like, I don't have to walk anymore right now. So we made it, and like the Tablelands, it's easy, and you're there, and it's over, and you're like, we're at the summit, and it's, I think, 5,000 267 feet. It's like a mile high. Like, okay. And it was a beautiful blue day, which I am so grateful for because you could like see how beautiful Maine is. And if it had been a bad day or like foggy day and I couldn't have seen anything, I would have been crying for a different reason, you know, like, but it was beautiful. And then it's like 4 o'clock in the afternoon. We were up at like 5:30 and it's been like so many hours and I'm so slow and I'm like, we gotta go. And then I found out the thing. The down part's the harder part. Like, by a lot. Like, not even a little bit, by a lot. And I was like, what is, oh my God. So I have blisters, because I like always do. Like, I could just like walk from here to the bathroom and I'm gonna get a blister. And so like, I have blisters on the tops of all of my toes. And I've tried. I had blister tape. I had two pairs of socks. Like, I've worn those shoes before. Like, I thought I was doing it all right. No. And then, so every step down was, like, the tops of my toes. It was just excruciating. And I was just like, try to keep it together. Like, don't freak out. Because you have to go down the mountain. And so I'm looking wildly at my friends. And I'm like, where's the gondola? Like, where? I'm like, I will give every dollar in my checking account to, like, please take a one-way trip down. And, like, why hasn't Baxter State Park thought of that for people like me who are like, I can't do this? And I just was like, this is no joke, which I remember saying 1 million times that day. This is no joke. It was not a joke. I mean, it was like so, okay. So I'm like hallucinating, like delusional, like I'm losing my mind. Like we're low on snacks, we're low on water. I'm like, I'm the slow one. I'm stressed about like holding everyone back and like having them wait for me. And what ends up happening is Spud takes my backpack and he's like, give me your backpack. Here's some of my water. Here's some snacks. And like he would walk backwards down like the 2 miles that are like straight up and down. So straight down was way harder. And he would like make me like lean on him in the hard places to like, oh my God, Spud, amen. Like, ugh, you're the best. And so we're to the last mile and we had thought like the waterfalls were towards the beginning of the whole trail, but it was really the end of the first mile. So when we got to the waterfall, we were like done. And that was not the case. And just like walking on a flat wooded path, like through the pretty forest. Oh, it was pitch black by then. It was like 9:30 at night. We had headlamps on. We're out of everything. I forgot to tell you that. And like, oh my gosh. So we make it. I made it. I don't think I cried actual tears. I just had like my soul dying a little bit. Just like my severe failure as like a human person to like do this thing I'd like dreamt about doing and like told my friends they should come do with me. I'm so sorry. Brady made us dinner and he said the park ranger has been by our campsite so many times to see where you are because we were not the first people to sign in that morning, but we were by far the last people to sign, like to come off the mountain that day. And I remember he made like cheese tortellini and he brought it to me in my sleeping bag and I pulled off my socks. This is gross. Not only did I have like blisters on the tops of all my toes, but 3 of my toenails came off. Like when I took, okay, yeah. So it was a hard day. Like you get it. It hurt. Like I'm not exaggerating. It was a really hard day. And yeah, so I just like crawled in the sleeping bag. I think there was whiskey delivered and there was like cheese tortellini and I was out. And the pretty Katahdin stream is like all night long and I'm like, I have to pee, but I can't move. Like I just gotta stay right here. And in the morning, I had to physically like lift my leg to like get it out of the sleeping bag. Like I didn't walk normally for like a week, like for real. And so here's the deal. So like I brought these wonderful friends and they refused to leave me when like this was like still to this day like top 5 like worst, hardest, most challenging days of my life. And they refused to give up on me even though I'm sure they wanted to. They were so sweet to me. And so I feel like looking back, I just remember how much Mount Katahdin beat me up, but how great my friends are. And if there's anything I learned before I turned 31 years old, it's that everything is better if you share it with your friends. Thank you.
That was Bree's first time ever telling a story on stage. If you exclude the fact that she is a teacher and so captive classrooms of 15-year-olds don't fully count. She is a teacher, a traveler, a music lover, and an animal enthusiast. She adores her orange tabby cats, Nelson Mandela, and Margaret Thatcher.
Sit tight for more sound bites. Our host asked today's teller some fun questions with answers that you didn't really hear in the story.
What is your connection to Maine?
So I grew up here. My parents met in California, but my mom is many generations back in Maine. So we have been here basically my whole life.
What got you into storytelling?
I'm a big fan of the Moth podcast. It's what I listen to when I'm commuting. And so I've seen some Moth live, and I was really excited when Frontier picked up Soundbites here in Brunswick, which is local for me.
What is your process for preparing to tell?
Well, this is my first story tonight, so I've never done this before. So Donna asked for us to send her a recording of our story, and that was really helpful. And she gave some feedback, and then I've been listening to the story that I sent her just to sort of try to remember it for tonight.
Tell us about one part of your story, some behind-the-scenes detail, that you are not including in your tell tonight.
So I hiked Mount Katahdin because I'd put together this list of 31 things I wanted to do before I turned 31. And one of the other things on the list was run a 10K, which I did with my friend Chelsea, and I didn't train for it at all. And so I ended up finishing immediately before a woman who was wearing a walking cast, which would have been a funny thing to include, but just I don't have time for it.
Soundbites is made possible by the generous contributions of Allagash Brewing, Frontier, The Press Hotel, and by the listeners of Maine Public Radio. Special thanks also to Toad & Co. More information about Soundbites, including how to attend a live storytelling event, is online at soundbitesme.org. And of course, you can always hear more stories at mainepublic.org.